All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're talking about episode 5 of Falcon and Winter Soldier. The last episode, we left off where Captain America just went roid rage and destroyed one of the flag smashers. As everyone watched in horror, he just kind of flexed. It was like, yeah, that's me. But this one deals with the aftermath of all that. Walker's feeling a little bad about what happened. Battlestar Lamar got back broken and he's dead. So his boy's gone and Bucky is still looking for Zemo, and also Dora Milaje is also still looking for Zemo. Sam is just dealing with what happened with Walker and also just the overarching situation about the shield, the Captain America shield. So, Keith, how did you feel about episode 5 of Falcon and Winter Soldier?
I liked that they took a breather, and I'm glad that he stepped away from that Carly chick, because I was getting real tired of her scenario with her to get resolved brutally and quick. Talked about, and they said that they were going to be dealing with some heavy issues. The fact that they went back to Captain America and that symbolism meant to Black Americans was... realize that they were going to go that route, but they went there and they didn't flinch on it. Because I think one point Isaiah Bradley goes out and says, no self-respecting Black man would want to be Captain America. And I was just like, eek. I found myself nodding my head like, yep, that's what he was thinking. He was thinking all those things. Same time as he wanted that almost a counterpoint, thinking to himself, but we really liked Steve Rogers. He was a decent guy. I was surprised and I was impressed with that they went that route. They handled it unflinchingly. They didn't kind of hide behind anything. They kind of equivocate or anything like that. They just went straight forward and said it like it is, moved on from that. Sam's sister, angry Black woman aspect of her character, made her lighten up a little bit. I wish she would lighten up a little bit more. Seemed pissed off for no damn real reason. But I'm glad that they took a step back from the storyline without action that took place. Took a moment to let everyone catch up. Wasn't a filler episode. You had your little training montage with Sam work out and get up to snuff with the shield and everything. So you don't know if he's going to actually step into the role. Looks like he is going to step into the role as Captain America, but you don't know what's going to happen with that. Him getting the gift from Wakanda, you don't know quite what that is. I like that Bucky gave him the shield. He didn't keep it. He just kind of gave the shield to Sam and said, you know, just acknowledging that's yours. Just make sure you use it and use it well. And the cameo appearance, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, her character, I thought that was Red Skull's daughter at first, but I think her character was in the comics as a Hydra agent.
Yeah, she worked for S.H.I.E.L.D., and at some point, she then worked for Hydra.
He ended up working for somebody else because she was double agent.
Yeah, I just didn't like her reveal because I say my complete name in some witty way, like I'm supposed to really care, but it's really just for the audience to understand who this person is, which they could have done that differently, but go ahead.
I liked her reveal and the hint that Hydra's still around. I don't know. Walker just shows that super soldier serum is just like not good news. He went off the deep end and stayed there. At the end, I thought this was a good interim episode before this finale next week. Nice catch up. All the players are set. We'll go for the final, the big grand finale, which is next week, but it was a good setup for it. You know, same. So I liked it. It was good stuff.
Matt?
Felt the opposite. For me, it felt like a filler episode. I understand that they do have to have some character and story development, but the last couple episodes have been just so good as far as action and still being able to push it forward. I didn't really care too much as far as Bucky dealing with Sam's sister. I'm just like, I can read this in a comic book rather than actually see it play out on screen. I'm very curious with so many open questions with episode 6. How are they going to jam-pack all of this to a close or somewhat to a close? I mean, I have no idea. As far as Elaine, I guess, from Seinfeld showing up, I looked at her. I was like, is that Elaine or is that the girl from The Boys? Like, kind of looking. But then I was like, oh, that's Elaine. I haven't seen her in a while. So from my understanding, she does have a lot of deep ties to the mutants, whether it's X-Factor or X-Men. I'm going to assume that she signed a multi-deal to appear in other episodes of other Marvel characters, because he actually had a romance with Nick Fury, so that's something I guess we will see in the future when they decide to interact. So as far as the fight scene in the beginning, I really like that. Then after that, I was like, wasn't really feeling it. And as far as the girl Keith doesn't like, what's her name? Why did they even pick her?
her character is not intimidating.
No, at any not point. At all. No.
And nor is the name Carly.
Comes off as how Brie Larson comes off as Captain Marvel. Yeah, I'm tough and I'm a badass. Doesn't work that way.
I'm ready for her to be done. I'm ready for her to be done and over with. I'm just kind of curious how all this is going to tie into Black Widow, because supposedly some of this ties into Black Widow. I don't know exactly how.
I heard something about Julia Louis-Dreyfus' character might somehow be involved in that, but I think something with the release schedule of the movie changed that.
No, I got it. Her reveal would have been back in Black Widow, and then she would have popped up in this.
Yeah, something like that. Like, or that. She was working for S.H.I.E.L.D. and at least at the point that Black Widow joined S.H.I.E.L.D.
Filler episode, I found it a little underwhelming, but I understand why it was necessary.
All right, so for me, good episode. Again, as we said, I think the Carly Flag Smasher, she is not intimidating. And I think for me, I just don't like her as an actress, because it's just like she does the pouty face, and that's really her range of emotion. And the same thing happened in Solo, that she does pouty face and I take my mask off, and it's like the same thing all over again. But everything else, John Walker, I want to see more of him. Wyatt Russell was a great actor, and then he's building his own shield, and obviously he's going to be a U.S. agent or whatever variant of Captain America that he was in the comic book, whether it be fake Captain America or U.S. agent. But I like where that's going. However Julia Louis-Dreyfus' character plays into him, I would rather just see him just go rogue. And I think I brought this up before about Daredevil, how Dex took the mantle of Daredevil, but it was all twisted. I would prefer to see that character take that direction. Yeah, I just hope he's around longer in the next episode. Because he is an interesting character, and it's flawed, and there's so many parallels with Steve Rogers' character, that he was a good soldier, he's a good person, but the power corrupted him. As opposed to Steve Rogers, when he lost Bucky, he internalized it, but he turned himself into a better person. And then he found Sam, and it's like, hey, well, I built another relationship with a person. John Walker, he's internalizing it and then turning that into, I guess, anti-hero Captain America. And that works for me. That works for me. If he just shows up as a foil or whatever's supposed to happen at this council during the next episode, like whatever the global council is supposed to be meeting.
Global repatriation.
If he shows up and just screws everything up like he had done in the previous episodes, that works for me. And again, I like where his character is going. Would like to see more of him, and hopefully this is around longer than just this one season. And again, I said this before about Julia Louis-Dreyfus' character's introduction. I really don't like when characters are introduced like that, where they have to, this overly witty character saying their name. It just reeks a bad writing to me. But other than that, I think her character, John Walker's the anti-Captain America, or Captain America B, that she is anti-Nick Fury. So that works for me. All right, so what score would you give this episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier, Keith?
7.5. Not as good as the rest, but enjoyable all the same. Definitely watchable. Slower than the other episodes, and kind of give you a breather before the big finale.
Matt?
Give it a 7.5 as well. Felt it was filler episode. Not as much action as I'd like, but hopefully Marvel reverts its course on the final episode.
I'm going to give this a 7.5. The John Walker scene where he's basically getting dishonorably discharged, more or less, or just ignored. And he's just like, hey, I did what you told me to do. Sometimes in management, people don't necessarily take responsibility for things. So he's just like, hey, right, look, I did my job. And now you tell me that my job wasn't good enough. And regardless of what happened or whatever the end result was, the world is safer. And it's just like, nope, sorry, peace out. And he's just disheveled and then takes up doing what he's doing. Basically, he's being Batman, more or less. But yeah, so Sam and that training montage scene, like, that's what I wanted from this show. That felt good.
Right.
Where he has had the shield before, just in passing moments, but this one is, like, fully him. He's sitting there flipping and doing it without the jetpack and things like that, but that worked for me. Also, curious to see where Bucky's character goes to. Think that I was wrong when the show first showed a trailer, where it made it seem like all this was a therapy session, that Bucky and Sam don't get along, and that's going to be the whole focus of the show. And was I wrong? Yes. And is the show much more than that? Yes. I think that I appreciate being wrong, because it could have been that. But as Mike was a trust in Marvel, they know what they're doing, and this is not WB. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.